Let's give this a shot. All right, so Andy Tobo here from As Moneyball, talk about some draft stuff. We also got Jay Turks, who is not only one of our couple of draft experts, but in fact SB Nation's draft expert. We're going to talk about that kind of thing. Turks, we got the 13th pick. What do you think about that?
Okay, for the Mavs?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think the 13th pick is right outside where I would say, like, it's like 9 or 10, I think, are top tier players. And 13 is right outside of that. But it's right next to most of the best international players that come off the board. So you should be really a pretty good player or someone like quality of 13.
All right. Do you think the Mavs are going to try to get a pretty good player, or do they have other plans with this draft pick?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they do. I mean, they could get one. It would be nice for them to have a pretty good young player on their team. But yeah, they might just try to smash their trade from salary cap space. I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, something a lot of people have said is that they'll try to get a guy like Dennis Schroeder or Dario Saric so they can stash him for a year and have a cap room. Does that seem like a likely scenario to you?
I mean, both those guys are talented enough where you could do that. But I guess to me, it's like, I wouldn't want to put all my eggs in the basket of signing a free agent. I might as well grab a guy now while I can, who's going to play next year.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you completely. To me, you know, it seems like the Mavs have had this emphasis that isn't on the draft for so long that the cupboard is pretty bare. And, you know, having sat through a season where they did the same thing for, not that, you know, Zeller turned out to be that great a player for Cleveland, but, you know, obviously they could have done something with the pick they had last year. And once again, it's not clear that any of the young guys they have are going to be real contributors. You feel like at some point they're going to want to just start trying to stock up on some young players. This may not be the year it happens.
Yeah, the thing is, like, with that Tyler Zeller trade, I'll bet in 5 years that's going to be better for Cleveland. Because Zeller is 7 feet tall, and he's kind of goofy. But he'll grow into his body a bit. He's only, 22-23. By the time he's 27, he's probably a solid NBA 7-footer who can shoot a little bit and play a little bit of defense.
Yeah.
And all the guys in Mavs draft are much more slim than that. In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it seems like my opinion, too. And, you know, part of that, of course, is the Mavericks could have gotten some better players than they did where they drafted. But obviously, you have better odds of that up there in the lottery area. You know, this is something I don't know. Is it possible for them to draft someone like Schroeder and wait to decide whether or not to stash him based on what Dwight decides?
I believe so. I believe that the deal is, you have to dip. I think it's also in chat board is saying it. You have to, like, take a document to, like, the NBA and say you're going to stay in Europe for a year, and it'll stay off your cap. I believe that's how it works.
Yeah, so they might be able to draft one of these guys and bring them over if they don't get Dwight, and not bring them over if they do and don't have the cap space?
I imagine, though, that I would have to depend on who you draft, obviously, and his agent and what they want to do. But that would be a two-way conversation.
Yeah. How much of these conversations before the draft factor in who you pick?
I mean, I imagine an awful lot, especially with agents. That's a very underperformed part of this whole thing. Like, the agents are the guys giving the rumors. The agents are the guys who could talk to all the GMs and connect them. They're put a lot of strings in guys a lot of times. It's kind of under the radar what's happening.
Okay, well, just a couple more questions. You know, one of the things that, talking about American players, obviously the one the Mavericks have their eyes on, it seems like, is Michael Carter-Williams. Would be he's a position to need, seems like a great player. It's not all that likely he'll drop that far. You got Detroit and Orlando both need a point guard, among other teams. Some of the people are mentioning C.J. McCollum as a name that might go before him. What do you think about that?
That'd be interesting. McCollum is he's a lot of, like, Lillard and Curry, and that he's kind of very athletic, and he shot a lot of threes in college. And so you're hoping he's also a similar kind of player as a point guard. But at Lee, I mostly a shot ball, so I'm a little worried about the transitioning aspect of the point guard.
Okay, if you need a guy to be your floor general, as it seems like the Mavs do, which one of those two guys do you pick? Or do you pick Ricky Schroeder? Or not Ricky Schroeder, but Dennis Schroeder.
Isn't that the, what's his name? Saved by the Bell guy?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I would take Carter Williams before either one of McCollum or Schroeder. I have Carter Williams, I think, at S4 in my big board for SB Nation. I'm a big fan of his.
Okay, great.
He's a 6'6 point guard in general. Kind of a fan of.
Yep. And if he's gone, which McCollum or Schrader or Schroeder, which one do you pick?
That's a tough one. I really wish that's tough. I have to. That might go a lot more actually watching them work out individually, because I've only seen so much tape for those two guys, Schroeder and McCollum. If Schroeder's younger, probably have a higher ceiling. I would really depend, I guess, on one to win right now. I would pick Schroeder probably, but knowing the Mavs, that's why I take McCollum.
Yeah. I guess one last question here is, you know, one of the things you mentioned that Mavs fans should look out for is if, you know, anybody has made a promise to one of these guys, Saric or Schroeder, before the draft happens, we're going to know because they won't agree to work out for other teams. Is this the kind of scenario you see might happen?
Yeah. You saw it with this guy from Greece, Antetokounmpo. He didn't come over to the combine this year because he got a promise, I guess. And then it was reported that Schroeder was the same way, so we'll have to see what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm sure somebody promised him because European players go out within 10 days of the draft.
Oh, wow.
They put their name in there, all around, and then they get the promise to stay in.
Any hope for Nick Calathes before we sign off here?
Who?
Nick Calathes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I haven't said that for 8 years. I don't really know what this deal is anymore, to be honest. Could he come over? I don't know. I mean, he might be nice. But my baseline is, he's probably better than Mike James.
Yep.
I think that's a safe assumption.
That seems like a safe assumption. All right, Jonathan, we'll really appreciate your thoughts on the subject, and we'll do more in the future, I'm sure.
Good talking to you.